Nut. Welcome to season 2.0 of Dude, Donde Esta Mi Podcast. This is episode 9, and today we're going to check in with the boys to ask if the chicken has been choked, banana has been peeled, or if the package has been delivered. So adjust that bulge and camel toe, because we're about to get started. My name is Ram.
I'm Richard.
And I'm Aaron.
Let's do it. All right, everyone. Welcome back. Okay, so just like I said in the intro, boys, is the deed done?
It is done. It has been done.
Yeah?
They have been killed.
How do you feel? They have been killed?
I was waiting for you to stop.
This too has passed.
There's a cumness in the air.
Not so. Cumness. There's a cumness in the air.
Yes. Instead of Christmas cumness. cumness is
did you come in the air. Did you come in your stocking?
It's a diversion of a stocking. It was something else, but yes, no, the deed is done.
Good. How do you feel?
Okay. I feel like I have been reborn. Yes, I've accepted Valak into my spirit.
Y'all gotta stop fucking playing with it.
I will say your face is rather baby's bottom line.
His youth has come back to
him. You definitely de-aged.
Y'all gotta stop saying that bitch name the way y'all do. Y'all say that shit like...
That's Richard. It's Richard.
Who?
You, bitch.
Say Valak's name all the time.
Why? I just said it. So,
bitch, all right. And when you wake up haunted and all that shit...
Richard. Valak comes into my dreams, the bitch gonna leave. Oh, nope. He's already fucked.
Richard's super hyped today, so I can definitely tell that he's feeling good.
It's the crack cocaine.
Yeah.
It's the cumness.
I was feeling very oily.
That too.
At one point, and
oily,
just from nothing happening, and now I'm clear as a rainbow.
Not clear as a rainbow. Mm-hmm.
Clear as a rainbow.
Okay. All right. Congratulations. Yeah. You made it past No Nut November and succeeded.
I think it's only been 4 days. I've been going strong.
And how many times, may I ask?
Hey.
You kicking me, bitch?
Get off my motherfucking chair.
I need a sub. Get out of my space.
I am sitting around 9 times right now.
9 times. All right.
Yeah, it's been. I'm wearing it out.
That's a healthy number.
Nine. Might as well go for 10.
Might as well.
In 4 days.
Damn.
You're playing catch up. It's okay.
Baby, I ain't got time.
You're going to be 36 by the end of the week. And that's in 3 days.
Shit, 46 more like.
What about you, Aaron?
Baby, let me tell you. It was one and done. You know, I went to go live my best life on December 1st or whatever. It was trash.
Oh.
It was trash.
At that experience between 1 and 10, it was a 3.
Damn. Ooh,
I was more so mad that I wasted my gas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I drove over there like, oh, it's going to be lit. You know? No.
No.
Dang.
I feel like I'm still going because it was that bad.
God damn.
Wow.
It just dripped out.
You know the classic case of where it's like, it's so hyped, like whatever, like you think it's going to be so good, and then you go over there, do the deed, and it's like, was trash.
When he's been talking about blowing your back out for the past week, and then you get there 2 seconds in?
Essentially, yes. Like,
you done?
No, it literally, already? No, literally, it took me longer to drive there than it did for the whole,
app.
Yeah.
Damn.
The whole, so like, not to be like TMI, but the whole exchange, like, literally was not long because, like, could I have, like, kept things going? Sure. But at that point, I was so over it that I was just like, you know what I mean? When it's like, you're thinking it's going to be something and then it's not. And then it's like, you could keep going, but it's like, I'm already, like, turned off. Like,
yeah,
I'm over
the experience. Just finish it off. Yeah.
I'm just going to go to my car and just beat up real quick.
No, like, literally, it was not worth it. So
damn, that sucks.
Yeah. But, yeah, you know, whatever. But that was the only time.
So December 1st.
That was it.
For this escapade, which was trash. I'm sorry, man.
Damn. But, I mean, it happens, though. It really does.
Pour one out for the homies. Damn, I'm so
sorry. All the nuts lost.
I'm sorry, bro.
It was just, I was more so mad. Like I said, between driving there and coming home, it took longer. Like, I was in the car longer than. Yeah, it was trash. Trash as fuck.
Damn.
I totally get what you mean, though.
Like, and then, that person going to be like, you going to come over? Be fucking for real. No.
No.
Lose my number. Don't ever text me again.
Was this a repeat?
Or who
was
you
like
is?
A new person?
No, that's the worst part. It was a new person. So, you know, it's like, oh, it's, you know.
You're going to go find a repeat real quick.
I know.
Yeah, you got to go get a favorite.
There's some good stuff.
That's why I got to get someone ugly, too. Mm-hmm. Ugly people are the most fun.
You can keep the lights off, too, you know.
Oh, in that moment, you know, have you ever like messed around with, and I was just talking about this with Jeanette. I don't give a fuck. I'm finna blast her. I don't care. We were just talking, you know, have y'all ever messed with like someone that's like so ugly, but like they're so fun that like you keep messing around with them, but you got to like sneak around with them, you know?
Yeah.
Jeanette, you know, was like, here when we talked about this.
And we talk about it?
Okay. Yeah. Y'all know I can't remember. I got
it. No, that's okay. And it brings to it because we just talked about it and you brought it up. So it fits.
Yes.
It's fine. Yeah.
But yeah, they're just so ugly that it's like, damn, bitch, you ugly, but you know, you fun or whatever.
Every girl that I've messed around with or have, you know, been in a relationship, I always thought them attractive. So. But I need to try this. You know.
I mean,
just cover the face with a blanket.
Not ugly, but like
I know what you mean. No. Yeah. Not ugly. Yeah. No, I know what you mean.
Fugly.
But I'm also. But y'all know.
Fugly.
Y'all know my type. I like them a little ugly. I don't like nobody too pretty, too attractive. I don't know why. I just don't. Like ugly. Like I don't want no motherfucking gargoyle or nothing.
Everyone's got their own. Yeah.
I don't know how to describe it.
You're helping out the needy.
I know what you mean. You like not those that not others find attractive. And it's
hold on, I say all that.
Oh, not all that.
I never know how to elaborate this.
Yeah.
I mean, essentially, I'm just all about personality, mainly. Mm-hmm. Like, I really don't care what you look like. But I don't know. Ugly people are fun.
I've been with somebody who's not as...
I guess, like not conventionally attractive. Or
gotcha.
Whatever. But I don't ever really look at somebody and be like,
neither do I.
Like somebody I'm like interested in or like want to mess with, whatever the case. I don't ever really look at them and be like, oh, they're fucking ugly. Right. Like, you know what I mean? Right. Like, because I'm attracted to you, obviously.
They turn your head for a reason.
Yeah.
But like, I will say, I think I'm more like one of the like people who's mentally stimulated, because if you like mentally turn me on, then I find you more attractive.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get you 100%. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I respect that. I think that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, baby, your brain is good.
What the fuck, your brain?
Right.
All right.
Now we got to turn the motherfucking spotlight to Buki.
Buki,
feedback.
Buki's,
you know,
here.
We had to derail as we always do.
We always do.
We did.
Buki, get on the fucking mic real quick. What you got? How many times, Buki? And if
63.
I don't know. I actually don't have a count.
Goddamn. I think we put him on the spot. He was right. Like, oh shit.
Not him being lightheaded.
Shit. There was three yesterday. No, there were four yesterday.
He pulls out a calculator.
Is
that a cum journal?
Oh yeah, let me pull up my cum journal.
Imagine. No, I feel like there's people out there that really do that.
Dear diary, today I bust a nut 11 times.
Hey. That's a good number.
Scratch it out. 12.
12. Make that 13.
Your dick raw red for sure.
Raw red.
Raw.
Look at that raw chicken.
But how many, like, so did you officially now?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Cool.
Probably, how many days did you go in? Because I went in 3 days. This one lost 30 minutes in.
Oh, well, we had.
No, I literally, like,
made before 30 minutes. And then it was
probably
shit.
Probably about two or three days. Because we had work right after. And
yeah. It's true.
No, no.
And right when I got home from work, empty. And they refilled it one more time.
Not refilled.
Refilled it one more time.
So you can like consecutively do this?
God, no. No, I need at least like 5-10 minutes to.
That's still
consecutive. He's 50 years old. That's... No, he can't do it back to back.
I don't think I've never been able to, though.
No?
Neither have I. If I nut, it's like,
I ain't gonna lie to y'all. Maybe it's because I'm still young, but I can like nut and still be ready to go.
Okay, maybe once or twice.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe it's because I'm young still, relatively.
You know, even when I was like 16, 17, same thing.
Yeah. I mean, 5 minutes ain't like
it's extremely long.
It's enough to clean up and then get restarted.
I'm gonna go back to what you said earlier.
Uh-huh.
It depends if you're really feeling it.
That's true too.
And you can go again. I have done that.
The blood's flowing.
There's that's some true, girls I've when been you're just with, like so horny and so into it that it's like you just don't want to stop.
There's some girls I've been with, and I'm like, yeah. Man, I'm still hard. I can go again. And yeah. It's like, yeah. And I go again. And it's like, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't think I could do that. But it really just depends on the connection mm-hmm. or the attraction you have for this person. So I definitely.
Yeah. Even then, I don't I think feel like a 5 or 10 minute break is a big deal. Because like you said, that's enough time to.
That's enough time to regroup.
Get situated. Yeah. You can start doing stuff.
Get a again fucking snack too, real quick. Right. And
get some water.
Yeah. Get yourself get rehydrated. Yeah.
But I mean, with somebody or without somebody, it's about the same. So.
Hmm. All right. Yeah. Bookie.
Yeah.
Did crazy. You use your toy?
Oh, I forgot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was all right. The thing that I don't like about it, and I probably won't keep it, is it's sticky. Like,
when y'all took it out the box, it was sticky.
Yeah, I thought it was going to go away with like washing. Like, it doesn't.
It feels like a fishing lure that's like been melted in the sun or some shit. Like a melted plastic almost. It's just consistently sticky.
See, the texture, that would probably freak me out.
And for those of you out there that's saying I didn't wash it, I washed that shit.
I washed it with my deep.
I washed it.
I threw some holy water on that hole.
Not holy after water.
The things I did to it.
I had to.
Jesus.
But yeah, it's just, you wash it, it's sticky once it dries. So I'm like...
Yeah, that would be a no-go for me. Yeah. The texture would fuck me up.
Yeah, the outside wasn't that great. The inside was different.
But which side was better?
I think the ass side was better for me.
I think I agree. The ass side was probably better for me, too.
The other side was, yeah.
Oh, because you have the same one, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got the same ass and pussy.
Yeah, no, it's just in the back of the box.
Well, that... Okay, so you didn't enjoy it so much. It wasn't...
I mean,
it wasn't.
I would say it was like maybe a 6 or 7 out of 10.
Yeah. Okay.
As far as like.
Compared to the other ones?
Yeah, compared to the other ones, probably 6 or 7.
Yeah, I mean, granted, I did use it like 3 times, but, you know.
Hey, you had to test it out, right?
I got to see if it actually works. I was like, maybe it was just in the moment, but yeah, no, it wasn't as good as the other one.
Unlike yours, I love mine. Mine made me.
We're getting married next week.
Mine made me come in less than a minute.
Dang.
And. The word that I couldn't think of last time was...
Is that your first time using a toy like that?
First time using any kind of toy.
Okay,
yeah.
That explains that, yeah.
So the word that I was looking for last time was anatomically correct, which is on the box, which is the mouth or the sleeve. It's a mouth. Yeah. So it has a tongue. It's got teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got like... It feels like a mouth. It really does. That lipstick is gone, by the way. Been gone. That lipstick is gone. Been gone.
Wait, pause. What you mean the lipstick gone?
So when I first bought it, it had lipstick.
I know it was like red lipstick.
It is gone.
He done. Golly.
Yeah.
Fuck the makeup off. Okay.
Dang. I think I've used that toy 3 times already. Mm-hmm. 3 times?
Hey, as you should get your money worth, period.
Yeah. But I can agree with Bookie. Some of it, like, you know, the material. Mm-hmm. Of course, you wash it before and after. But if you let it sit, it's a little sticky. But in the moment, with the lube and everything, I don't have that problem. Mm-hmm. It's smooth like butter. So it's good.
Like butter.
But I think for me, it's just like, compared to other toys that I've had. Like
that specific
just,
one.
It's just like, usually that's not something that you get out of it, I think. It's just...
It's usually something that once you've washed it goes away. It's usually something to help like preserve it in packaging because it's going to sit in there forever. It doesn't melt.
It was just maybe this specific toy that feels this way?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have other ones from the same brand, and they don't feel like that at all. Mm-mm. It was weird.
How do you store it? That's my big thing right now. I it's in my closet. It's just...
Ram has it in a shoebox.
You know, it's getting air, of course. Like, it's not somewhere where it's going to be... Because the instructions were to keep it in a cool place.
Yeah.
Right? I have it there, but do you guys just keep it out, or do you put it in a box, or do you?
I keep it on my dresser so that way everyone can see.
So
that's my candle holder over there. Don't worry about
that. As soon as you open my closet, it's to the right. It's right there. It's not hidden from anything. Yeah. It's there. But
what's the difference? Is that you live alone?
That's true. I also had it.
This
in my,
is also the man that wears headphones I wear to watch headphones porn when I watch in porn. His own house
and incognito mode.
And still will.
For the first few days, I just had it in my restroom, like on the counter, right by the sink.
Not in the restroom,
ready to go. It was ready to go. I had it on a paper plate. I mean,
I'm sorry.
A paper plate.
I just heard that last part.
Because I didn't want it to be on the counter.
Not a now, friend. A paper plate.
Mm-hmm. Why does it feel like Groot?
Is that a chicken tender?
But it was.
He must have them designer plates. You know, they wanted them dinner plates and fancy ones.
It's a fancy paper plate. It wasn't like a
I'm fucking it.
Only the best for you.
Only the best for you, baby.
Put on a plate because he's about to eat this up.
Oh, okay.
And that's true.
Okay, all right.
That's good.
All right.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. Okay. I like it. All right.
But as long as it's not like in direct sunlight too, because that'll
Well, for the clear ones, it like changes color.
Yeah, it'll start to yellow.
No, I keep this hole in the dark.
But also start to degrade the plastic and get cracks in it.
He said, "I keep that.
Keep that hole in the dark." No, no. But
you keep trying to play fussies with me, sir, and I'm over it.
I'm on that foot game. Let's go.
No,
I keep mine's in. Where's mine? Mine's on my bed. But I have my little cubbies on
the side of
my
bed. His is inside of him right now.
I'm using it right now. You just can't see it.
Keep it like in a plastic box, cubby?
No, it's just, it's out. But if you look at my bed, like you can't see it's inside of the cubbies that are in my headboard. Oh. So it's, I got it from IKEA, so I have a little cubby, so I just put it in there.
Oh, but so it's like a little drawer.
Yeah. It doesn't have like drawers, but it's just like these three slots that are
and you keep them in there.
Yeah, I keep one that one in there right now.
It's right next to the ejector seat button and
And the fisting machine.
Not the fisting machine.
But no, but other ones I have are like in a bin. But
I'm not ashamed of it. Like I'll keep that hole out like in the room. I just don't have a dedicated place for it.
Yeah. Yet.
But
by a shelf.
By a shelf. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That pocket pussy is big. Have you guys saw it when I opened it up, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like it is.
It got weight.
It's got weight to it, and it's for the price. It's a really good toy.
Yeah.
But then again, I have nothing to compare it to. It's my first.
Go on Amazon.
But I was
a third of the price.
I was very very happy with my purchase, and it was good. Did the job, just fine.
Yeah. For me, I have Gabby who lives with me and everything, and we have people that come over every so often. But when you walk into a room, like you won't be able to see it because of where it's at. It's out of the way.
Okay, so it's hidden. So yeah.
Oh, you didn't get one, right?
Mm-mm.
No, you didn't get one.
You do you still have the one from lottery? From the lottery bingo?
It's somewhere.
Have you ever used it?
Yeah. Remember I told you I tried.
That's
using
right.
It.
You used it.
Just a handful of times because after the first time I was like, ooh, but then I was like, okay, maybe I just like wasn't. Feeling
it was just
it.
The time. Yeah.
But I think also. Like similar the texture issue because remember after the last episode when we talked about it I actually pulled it up to show Richard what kind of was talking about because he thought I was talking about the which one did you think I was talking about
I don't remember
but it because I kept saying like it was just like flesh so he thought I was talking about the bougie one like the fleshlight but it's actually like just like a rubber one basically
okay
it was not for me
not for you,
I huh? think it was the texture though that I was like ooh.
Mm.
But do you keep it like in a box somewhere? Just hidden away?
It's in a box. I don't know where the fuck it's at, though. Because I don't use it. Like, I really don't. So, I mean, even if I found it, would I use it? No, I would throw that bitch away. I just don't know where it's at right now.
Where do you keep yours? Do you keep yours like in a drawer or like?
Since he has it out in the open.
There, because you have other people.
I keep mine in my closet. Just
Just
hidden away.
Yeah.
I don't have a dresser like a normal person's dresser. So
what does that
like,
mean?
I don't have a drawer. I don't have like drawers.
What do you have?
I use like this bin in my closet because I have all these shelves in my closet. And it's where I store like my underwear, my socks, and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then I have a rack that I store my shoes on.
Oh.
So and then my clothes are just hung up. So
bougie. I thought you were gonna be like, we have an armoire.
Oh, God, be like, right?
Be fucking for real.
No. And then
fucking shadow box.
Not a shadow box.
Yeah, no, I don't really have just. And I think I've had a dresser in since I was maybe in high school.
Yeah, same.
Since my dad was there. So
many moons ago.
many
moons. Ago.
So, yeah, no, I don't. That's crazy.
But just to backtrack a little, I really honestly feel like I want to get like a sex toy and just like try again.
You might just have to just buy random ones and just try it out.
Yeah.
Amazon's probably the best way.
So, you're always talking about Amazon.
Send it back. Why is it feeling?
And I will.
As you should.
I need my $30.
It's all creepy.
So, do I literally just.
Be like, it's a little cummy, but.
So, Amazon. And I don't pull out. So
I went up
so
third time.
So literally just get on Amazon and type in whatever I want. It's going to pop up.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Try it right now. Try it right now.
I don't. Where's my phone?
You're on.
Oh, it was in my gooch.
And you didn't it was feel in your gooch.
It definitely was.
I told you were loose, bitch.
It slipped inside.
It definitely did because I didn't even know it was there.
Oh,
it's thin.
If you want to go with a category, if you want to go with a category, I can send it to you on Discord too.
Hey yo.
Hey.
What do I? I don't know what kind I want.
Like whenever, like if I'm looking it up, you can do.
Why does it say fisting glove?
Like you can just do that.
Oh shit.
Or
bitch, them is just as expensive as they are at the store. That bitch says $80. God damn, bitch.
Aaron's about to go on a shopping spree.
Right. That one look like roast beef.
Hey.
But I mean, like, this one's gonna be like $120.
Just go get you an Arby's sandwich.
Ew.
Please, bitch.
We have I want the extra meat. Cheese.
Extra meat.
Ew. I don't understand the point of those.
These?
Yeah.
It's just for...
Click on it?
I'm over here talking way off the mic. I'm sorry. It's over here. It's mainly just for like grabbing it.
What is it called? Oh my! Oh, not 11 pounds.
God damn! Bro, legit, mine is over 5 pounds.
It's an 11-pound.
Look, you can do it on a payment plan
for. not me putting my sex toy on Klarna. Oh hell no!
The flex pay. No, God, the go what back. Is it called? The four easy payments.
You think that's what your booty hole look like? No, because that says tight. No, that's already not you. That you, says bitch. Super tight. Nope, that ain't you. Nope. Never mind. Forget ass. Forget. Damn. Now go back. They wrong for that graphic.
You need that loosely
look
fit.
Look at the graphic, then pulling the cheeks open.
That's.
Oh my God.
It's when you're helping a friend out. You know, you want to be able
I'm to... not going to lie. I'm kind of intrigued by it.
I have one of these.
Why is it wet?
This one? No.
No, go back.
This one?
I wish y'all could see what we seen. Why is it wet? Loopy. I don't like that.
It's just lubey.
Yeah, it's lubey.
Lubies? You know lubies? That's what it is.
Oh, that's where all the flavors at because it's showing in the food. It's showing in the food.
Oh. Yeah. It's because people eat it.
God, 11 pounds. Holy shit.
I'm very intrigued by the, like, I wish they could see what we're seeing right now at the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. It's a perfect curves. I mean, it has a fat ass, though. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, look, there's a video.
Please, don't
there's a video.
Not porn on Amazon.
I know. Is your volume on? Fuck it. No, play it. See what happens. Fuck it. Real time. Play it.
It's on. We should be good.
Okay, we're watching the video. There's no audio, though. But
oh, my God.
Just so you know.
Oh, oh, my God. Bro.
Oh, oh. Alone. Oh, okay. No. Hello.
Rich is like me next.
Yeah, I need to put that on layaway. What is it?
I remember the good old days when Walmart did layaway. Damn. Oh.
Oh.
I think they still do.
Okay. The way that video started.
Okay, no cap though. That's pretty good.
$60.
$60?
They're not all that expensive.
Also or you could find it
for $60.
Eh? Oh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, look.
Richard, would you ever get one of those?
Yeah, I probably would. I don't know. I don't really like the feel.
I can't see you like.
Well, oh, you should see them.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes. I can't see that.
But if you scroll up a little bit, that one, the bottom right, the second one, that one, that's the one I have.
Oh, you have one of those?
You have one with tits?
Yeah.
Bro, that's nice.
It's just.
Damn, he torso. Bougie.
Oh, he bougie.
You got money.
I found it on the streets, so I just kind of using it.
Versus got a torso at home.
That makes me think of that there's a whole category of porn where people.
Oh, 100%.
Eat there the is, condoms that they find in like, the America. Dumpster and shit.
Oh, I'm sure there
was is. Was it you that showed me that $20?
The.
Well, you were like, you're going to hate this one.
I think so.
I think it was you.
Yep.
Look, Aaron, $20.
Well, I can't see. He's blocking it. Let
me see. I've also seen. There's people that are
looks these. Mad.
There's people that review these.
Oh, yeah.
As well, yeah.
It's a what? It, the, wait. I want to read.
Why does it look angry?
I want to read the description of the item.
Read it out loud.
Sex doll, male sex toys for men, adult toys, pocket pussy, ass sex dolls, torso, love doll, male stroker with realistic vagina, anal sex, men's sex toys for men, pleasure, adult toy.
Hashtag.
Hashtag.
Should have just started the episode with that too.
That's the episode name. It's a bunch of hashtags.
All it even has the dimensions of it. Holy shit.
5.5 pounds? Neat. Half the size.
5.5 pounds of pussy.
Why does it smell thrimpy?
Right. It smells thrimpy. It smells thrimpy.
But you gotta say it with the like speech impediment.
It smells a little thrimpy.
Smell a little thrimpy. Smell a little thrimpy.
They're shrimping.
Okay, that's
so we
thing.
Got pithy.
That's a new thing.
You gotta put your tongue on your two front. Like you gotta
thrimpy. Pithy.
Like you're trying to lick some balls.
Pithy. No, pithy.
And Mike Tyson. You gotta put your tongue on the bottom of your two front teeth. Mm-hmm.
Pissing. Pissing.
Almost like you're spitting when you say
thrimpy.
Thrimpy. Oh, it smells a little thrimpy.
A little thrimpy.
A little, it's like you're saying thrimpy.
It smells thrimpy.
But you gotta put the emphasis on the H, the thrimpy.
It smells thrimpy.
Thrimpy.
All right.
Yeah, that's pissy.
It's the
pissy.
It's pissy.
You gotta thrimpy. Go up an octave. Yeah.
And then it's thrimpy.
It smells a little pithy.
I'm using a good hand.
I will never get over. I know he fucks a turkey, him stirring the mashed potatoes with his small hand, haunts me. Dude. He's like,
why, right?
He's right. He's like, delicious.
Is there anything here that you didn't prepare yourself? But he brings out like, the pie.
You really gotta stop.
Right.
I don't baste my turkey.
When he brings out the pie, and then just for no
my
reason.
My germs. Yeah, because they're all like, my germs. He goes, my germs.
The little bee holes in the Chinese.
Yep.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, it has reviews.
I mean, oh.
Oh, damn.
Dang.
People be buying this.
I forgot this toy. I just saw the reviews on Amazon. I thought it was somebody's coochie. I was like, oh my God.
Oh.
Damn.
You need some lotion.
Right. Why my sex toy got eczema?
Oh, you need some. That one is just lubed up.
Oh, no.
Top shelf.
Not top shelf. Oh, it looks swollen. Mm-hmm. Dang.
That's good.
It had goosebumps.
Here, let me show you real quick.
That motherfucker, god dang him.
And puffy ass lips.
Yeah, it does.
No.
Is it goosebumps?
I told you.
That's an eczema right there.
It looked like it's gonna cuss me out.
It's got eczema.
It does. She looked ashy. Why my sex toy got eczema? Bitch, I know psoriasis when I see it.
That's the real stuff.
That's realistic.
Just send you someone.
Right. Damn. Well,
we're gonna see it, and Buki's face gonna be in the background of one of these.
No.
God, who put a quarter on?
Span change.
Why is there a quarter on it?
Put a quarter.
That is the worst
thing. Hold on. I'm going to step in.
Somebody get a picture of this shit.
I am. Stop fucking playing me.
Have y'all seen the video where the chick's like, I want it to feel like it's raining on me. And he just throws all the cash in her face.
Shit out of her.
I dead ass took a picture of it. That is so funny.
What about him?
Oh, no.
Nope. What a bottle.
What a bottle.
Not Kirkland.
Who went to Costco?
Bitch.
Now who put the
bitch?
The real shiz. Look at this.
Wait. It says, got this when my girl tragically caught that C virus. Talk about pain.
Wait. Why did he put?
I'm gonna tell y'all there ain't nothing on this earth worse than seeing your loved one go hurting that day. Why is she telling a whole ass story?
I'm so.
This is in the description of the toy.
Yes.
Is it like when you look up a recipe and they give you their whole life story before you get to the recipe at the bottom?
Oh, no.
Anyway, she recommended I get a palm pal or something of the like to hold me over while strain ran its course. Oh, okay. I get it.
Yeah, she had a real one for that. Be like,
this jizz right here, it's outright amazing.
The guy writing the review name would be Alexander.
Ooh.
Oh. No, why did he put quarters on it?
To compare the size, I guess. You better throw that goddamn toothbrush away.
You're going to use it. Anyway, before we get further sidetracked, we know this turning into a damn Discovery Channel.
Wait, talk about Richard. That's just a very expensive toothbrush holder. You just stick it right in, it sticks straight up, never touches anything else.
It comes out pre-wet.
You know, I know what we're getting you for Christmas. Never throw a toothbrush ever again.
Hell nah.
Dude, don't there with them Christmas ideas for you all. You're
what
welcome.
What are you doing in the Richard? I brush my teeth. Oh,
for God. That special someone.
For that special someone. Oh, for yourself, you know.
Oh my God.
I am that special someone.
Right.
Oops. I'm over here closing up on my stuff.
Meanwhile, back at the barnyard. I feel so informed. Like, I'm going to go. My fucking Amazon history just going to be fucked. Like,
literally. Every time you're going to see the suggested for you, you're going to see a whole bunch of torsos and
opens your
quarter pussy.
I'm going to just go into the search bar, type in double Y surprise and see what happens.
Eczema bumps.
Not eczema bumps. I still can't.
Quarter deals.
Eczema.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
You got eczema.
Not quarter I'm over there rubbing new spore on a monster.
She got that perma goosebumps.
It's giving aftercare.
Get you some lotion, baby. Some truffle butter.
Let me get you some milk.
Not truffle butter. Not milk. We can't do shit normally. Somebody change the subject, Jesus. Somebody Richard, tell us something.
So I've been recently streaming on Twitch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I've been focusing on the Judone one, so it's been really great. It's been really fun. The last one I did was actually pretty fun, until my camera froze for a little bit. But I got it to work out pretty quick.
What did you do? You just restarted the camera?
I pulled the USB out and put it back in.
That'll work. That'll do it. Yeah.
But even for like the camera like app, it was being real stupid and real weird. But I got it to work pretty quick.
I asked because we have the same camera.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure that
it's the first time it's done that though. So I don't know if maybe I was just running updates on some other stuff and I don't know. But
it's possible. It's something probably running in the background that just fucking scuffed it. I also streamed on my own one. I did an 11-hour stream on mine.
God damn.
I left when you were at 4.5 hours. I was like, okay, he's probably gonna go.
11 hours.
What did you do?
Stream. It was a K-pop deep dive for a group. And then after that, we just started watching random stuff. The community was popping. There was a lot of people chatting on there, watching porn. I'm just kidding. But no, 11 hours. And then that was...
Maybe not my laptop, but the way my old computer would have blown up by hour like 3.
And I had
no... Jet engine on fire.
I had no drop frames on my OBS. So no. my computer's definitely...
I don't know what that means, but that sounds impressive.
That was awesome.
God damn.
I hear what we were talking about.
So usually when I used to stream on my laptop, I had like so many drop frames where it was like in the 50 plus where it was, you know, so that means that the frame will skip ahead because it's dropped. So it'll feel like it's
like when that bitch is buffering.
Like it's stuttering or did you hear me?
Stuttering. That 15-minute computer you have?
Yeah. Well, no, hold on now. My computer takes 15 minutes to turn on, but once that bitch turns on, it's on for y'all hoes.
Yep.
Like, so if it's
who's
off,
the grass?
Because bitch. Is that a generator?
Is that one?
It's not like I'm in the basement of like a hotel where the fucking generators are right. Like,
your old
but
job.
You know how it's an all-in-one bitch. Yeah. Fuck you.
You know what it sounds like? The fucking carbonation station from backstage.
Yes,
one of the places at work. Anyway, sorry. Yep. Go ahead, Aaron.
I'm dead. It's an all-in-one. So there's a button on top that's a power button. So I turn that bitch off when I'm done with it, right? Because I got to. Otherwise, I don't know. It might not make it through the night if I
take flight.
Right, but I just hit the button once like that, and the minute I hit the power button to turn on, I'm not playing. It goes, the minute, and you just hear this like for 15 to 20 minutes.
Bro, you got to bring that next time.
They're going to put it in the museum one day, bitch. Like, it's old. But yeah, it literally 15.
What's the brand?
It's HP.
HP.
Yeah.
You've had it for years, you said?
That bitch is... Old.
Does it still hold the charge?
It's a computer. It's plugged in.
Oh, why do I always think it's a laptop?
My laptop, baby, that went. So it had. It only worked when it was plugged in. It got to a point where it was like I plugged it in and it was like wasn't working. So then I remember I had the all-in-one PC, but that bitch is dinosaur.
But that was keeping you afloat for many years, though, until you bought your new laptop, right?
For a while, you're using it.
And then, of course, you have your iPad.
And then he figured out 3 hours later how to download Chrome and open it.
I did.
Hey, at least you got it.
One day I'm gonna learn how to work Twitch, and it's over for y'all hoes.
But until then, hell yeah, we still need to get.
Bitches talk up. About watch the stream. I said, how the fuck you do that?
Looking outside of the
before
river
before you leave. I know. I was like, I'm not near the Kamal River.
Before you leave, we'll show you.
Yeah,
it's pretty. You know what? I have the app, but I don't know what the fuck to do with it.
You know what? I also saw on Twitch, stream together. That
yes,
option.
Yes, I opened
we should,
it.
We should try that.
That's why I wanted to get this full on there. But you pull it in. You're just basically jumping onto each other's stream and pulls cameras and everything in, and your own transitions and everything will work the same way. So
I think I'm about
and then we
3 followers away from becoming an affiliate.
Yeah, you're real
3 or 4.
Close, yeah.
Hey, I'll
start making that
sound like money.
It's getting slowly but surely higher. I feel like after like 2 or 3 more, you might hit it.
The only thing is, I was watching the like kind of. What you have to do, you still have to stream, I think, 7 different days in the same month.
Yep. Which is not that bad
to do that. But once I get the followers, I can stream 3 or 4 days. At all. Like in a month,
I think so far this month, I guess maybe within the last 30 days, I think you've streamed on Twitch like 4 or 5 times already. So it's pretty easy to do.
Is that what you were streaming on when you did that 11-hour stream?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't stream on YouTube because everything's for the things that I do, I get blocked. The stream will get blocked, yeah. So I've moved my lives over to Twitch. Yeah.
Are you pulling from Discord when you're on?
Yeah. Yeah, I use the stream key off Discord, mm-hmm. And I use Discord and... not Discord. I use OBS. Did you ask me Discord or OBS? Discord. No, I don't use... I use Discord if I'm streaming to the community only. Oh. But if I'm streaming on Twitch, community. I use OBS. Gotcha. I use the stream key. Sorry, I confused that. But
yeah, I got lost once I heard OBS and was just kind of downhill from there.
It's pretty awesome.
You know how behind the times I am? If I want to watch a stream from like a Twitch...
Bitch, you just figured out how to scroll with 2 fingers. I know exactly how far you are.
Well, right, but... I'll watch that bitch on YouTube. Like somebody will have posted someone else's stream.
A Twitch stream on YouTube? You watch like a... So you never catch any of the lives?
Bitch.
Like there's this one... I can't remember his name, but it's this gay guy that plays a lot of like scary games. What is his name? Something with a J. I don't remember. But yeah, like I'll look up his old streams... Or not his old ones, I guess, because he has a YouTube channel.
Oh, so he posts
the streams on the YouTube channel. Yeah, but never his like live ones.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't know how to do that.
We'll show you.
It's I feel like I might be following him too. I follow a lot of gay streamers on Twitch.
Let me see if I can find him. I don't remember his name.
But they're pretty fun to watch. I've been really watching this one guy. His name is Hollow Goose.
What did you say about a rubber goose?
Rubber goose. Mm-hmm. His name's Hollow Goose. He streams usually just Monday through Friday, and for a few hours each time. But I really like his streams. I've been watching him a lot. And then recently, I won a freaking Christmas raffle. I was like, oh, that's fucking awesome. I don't think I've won something.
You won a Christmas raffle?
I did. I don't follow that guy. Ooh, but dang it.
He about to.
Hold on, scroll up.
I hate
let
him.
Let me see more of his hole.
Don't do that.
But yeah, no, I won a Christmas raffle. It's a waffle.
You won a waffle.
I won a Christmas silly waffle. It was it's a stocking and it has like a little goose in it and some little things in it. So.
Oh, did you win it yesterday or it one was, of the like the days of Christmas?
When was it? It was 2 days ago. Oh, I think it was 2 days ago.
Okay. Well, congratulations.
Yeah. It was crazy. It was crazy. For some reason, my whole vocabulary was completely waffle. Shifted.
It was crazy.
I'm on the fanboy talk. But it was pretty fun. I was excited. I was like, ah, my God.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah. He's great to watch. I've been watching him for, I think I've been watching him for like a little over a year now. But he has...
The goose?
Yeah. I think he has just around 1,000 followers on.
Wow.
On Twitch, but he has a lot of followers on TikTok. So,
I recently also found out, not recently found out. I'm knowing about the multi-streams. Some of the people I follow will do a stream on YouTube, Twitch, and on TikTok.
Yeah.
I didn't know that
TikTok... Like at the same time?
Yeah. I didn't know that TikTok had a live option. I thought it was just videos. Yeah.
You haven't seen TikTok lives?
No. Really? There's nothing on me for. There's nothing on TikTok for me that really
excites you.
Yeah, maybe because I don't know the platform very well. I just don't venture out that way.
It's great. I started watching one podcast group, and then it just started
on TikTok. There's a lot of TikTok? People post their recordings of the podcast.
People love watching podcasts. They love watching it, listening to it as well, but they love watching it a lot.
And which is why season three.
Yeah, we'll go a little bit more visual.
We're gonna go visual.
But no, TikTok lives are. I think you can stream. You can stream from your PC, so you can stream everywhere in that one aspect. So it's all web based. So
that's cool.
This is kind of a side note, but on the same topic, I saw somebody on Twitter today posted a thread that said we are in the era of the last generation that will know, like my generation, we're the last ones that will know what life was like before social media.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm like, that's kind of fucking.
What is it called? Gen Alpha is the next one.
Who?
Gen Alpha.
Who the fuck is that?
That's the one after Gen Z now.
So what are we, Gen Z?
Yeah.
So, like, we're talking, like, the 20 and younger?
The
Or, like, how...
No, I think it's 15 and younger. No, I think it's 20 and younger.
It's also fucked up to think that someone 21 was born in the 2000s.
Yeah, that is crazy.
But basically, a lot of those new 2000 babies are Gen Alpha now.
But that's what they were saying, that, like, our generation, Gen Z, is the last one that will know what life was like before we had all the social media and, all the access to, like, technology and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yep.
But that's true, because I'm like, now fucking 4, 5, 6-year-olds got iPads, cell phones, laptops. There's kids that are fucking 4 or 3 years old with fucking better phones than me. Like
it's the 10-year-old group right now. It starts in 2013. Gen Alpha is 2013 to 2025. Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, that's crazy. Like you can't buy kids just like regular toys anymore. No, it's like what the fuck? They're like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, it has to be some kind of tech now.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, even China, you see what China came out with recently?
What
they just came out with the first. Invisibility cloak.
What?
We're off in a dive.
Yeah. That plus all the. Have y'all seen all the AI deep fakes that are coming out?
Oh, those are getting out of hand.
Those are fucked. And then there was a video going viral on TikTok as well as Twitter. There was a guy, I don't remember where it was at, but it was somewhere in Asia. He was teaching an AI robot how to follow people's like face. Like he was doing facial recognition thing, and any which way he turned, like any little curvature, anything he did with his head, it was like a laser and it was following him every single direction. And he was teaching his AI robot how to do that. And somebody was like, they shared it, they quoted it on Twitter. They're like, oh, we finna fucking die. I was like, period. I like, we're finna fucking die. Like, it's some iRobot shit.
AI is exploding, like, right now. It is going crazy.
The deepfakes are crazy. Cardi B just sued a whole ass company because they did, like, a deepfake with AI of her in a commercial, like, sponsoring their product. And she never did. So the whole thing was fake.
Yeah.
So she's suing the fuck out of this company.
AI is still like really rough right now. But honestly, within the next 10 years, just like iPhone. iPhone came out within 10 years. It was already leaps ahead of itself. And so I think it's going to spiral out of control. Faster?
I think within
10 years, it'll be like out of control. I don't think there's going to be a way for us to get away from it. But look, this is the... I don't know if an ad's going to play
the quantum invisibility cloak.
It's a new thing that... China just released, which I'm like, why would you release that? I know you're putting this on your planes.
What purpose does someone have for an invisibility cloak other than you up to no motherfucking good?
Exactly. But look at this thing. It is they also released it during it reflects light differently. So it's capturing just everything around it. It's reflections, it's everything that's behind him, shit like that.
That is fucked.
Yeah. They were showing a panel on this.
That is insane.
Look at that.
He's gone.
Yeah. They were showing this panel on the stage. And so in one direction.
Is this for real or is this some fake ass like AI shit?
They presented it at this expo or whatever. And they had the panel in one direction, which was the opposite. There's like lines on it or whatever. And then they turn it. And then you can literally see everything but waist below disappear.
Wow.
It is crazy.
I just can't imagine that anyone has like there ain't nothing positive you could be doing with that.
Yeah,
Like, you either spying, you sneaking, you're stealing, you're doing something. Because what purpose do... Like, I don't have no purpose in my life for an invisibility cloak. The fuck? Like...
Bad things.
Yeah. People, I mean, the only other thing I could think of is, like, some fucking Harry Potter shit where people cosplay and shit. But yeah, that's, like...
Right.
Yeah, on the very far end of the spectrum of things that you can do.
It's something that has been around for a little while, but it's always been very small, very minute, and it's never been as good. And now it's, like... fucking dead on perfect.
That's literally,
it's crazy.
Interesting.
I was like, ooh,
that's what you say.
Uh-huh. I'm like going into them shower rooms and just
but that's what I'm saying. Like, you're people like, are gonna
let,
be
let
doing
me, let me see your deep fakes.
I mean, baby. Uh-huh. It's not like completely invisible, right? So staring at this, so you can hide a whole building if you wanted to, but once you walk up to it, you're gonna fucking see it. To from the distance, from the naked eye, you're not going to be able to tell there was something there. But as you get closer, you'll start seeing texture. You'll start seeing something there.
I think I'm also like one of those people that thinks like in the broad sense. So I'm like, that's also crazy when you think about like, they can start using the bitches like in wars and all type mm-hmm. of shit. Well, like,
it's the first thing every
that's what I'm saying.
Large like, country goes to immediately. Mm. So I do expect it to come up. This too much.
I'm just a simple girl from the Bronx. I
could so, okay. From the Bronx. From the fuck? Bronx. No, it was pretty spooky. A little spooky. A little spooky pooky.
Spooky.
I have my little notes here. I put jizzle. Because I keep seeing this thing pop up now. So
jizzle? Define jizzle.
Define jizzle. It's it's the ShamWow cum rag.
The ShamWow cum rag.
Yeah. It is so, it's just a little.
So what, just soaks it the fuck up?
Yeah, it's like a little spoof. But so he's, you know, in the ShamWow commercials, they like put it in the water and it soaks up the whole bowl or whatever. So there's just this massive amount of just, it's supposed to be cum on the counter. So he uses a sock to like try. He's like, no, it doesn't work at all. He throws it. He slaps it on the wall behind him and it just gets stuck there. And so he uses the jizzle to like start scooping it up. And then he wrings it out. So much shit comes out of this thing.
Ew.
It's completely fake, but.
It's like a parody of, yeah, what's it called?
Of
ShamWow.
Can you use it in a sentence? I use the jizzle to clean up my mess at the grocery store.
Not the grocery store.
Mm-hmm. In the peanut aisle. Spelling bee. So, how do you spell it? J-I-Z-Z-L-E.
That's what I would guess.
Jizzle. Jizzle.
It's Giselle.
That's what I'm going to name my child.
Giselle?
Jizzle. Because, you know, I'm going to have so many of them.
Right.
If they don't know, if our listeners don't know, I am anti-kids 100%.
I bet money that you're going to have a child.
Yeah. Between me and Anthony, we both equally do not
accidents happen. What if he accidentally get pregnant? Then what?
Now you're right. Leave it into it.
That's not like a chick to me.
See, once he gets pregnant, then it's over. Then I'm going to take half a step. Literally. I'm going to be ready. But no, I'm anti-kids. I don't want them. I enjoy the peace. I want an animal. Like, I want a cat. I definitely want a cat, but Anthony's allergic to it. And I don't want a dog, but I do not want to take care of them. Is that a thing?
Oh, you don't want a dog then? They like toddlers. I want
the thought of it. Yeah, I want the thought of a dog, but I do.
You got fish?
No, not anymore.
They died.
What happened to your fish?
We gave them away.
Oh. How you give fish away?
One of Anthony's co-workers wanted fish, so we gave them
the whole tank worth of fish.
We gave him 36 gallon tank and the fish.
Oh, y'all giving that big ass tank y'all have?
No, I still have that one. I don't know. There's a seal that's like messed up, so I can't.
So y'all just got a big ass tank in your apartment for no reason.
It's in my game room right now. But it's 75.
You should
gallons.
Just create like a fucking little mini pocket universe in that fish tank. That'd be cool.
Well, we thought about like doing a display a turtle case or a lizard.
Oh fuck no! But I hate.
What's the one that has?
You should
like
get a snake.
The hands that
bitch, fuck no, I'll die, bitch.
What's the hands that do this? The
a crab?
No, it's the lizard.
Bitch, but what like lizard you know do this?
The gecko?
Yes, chameleon.
A chameleon. That's chameleon.
Okay. And baby, I'll never go over again. I mean, we don't get invited like that anyway. But baby, I'll never go over again. I promise you that.
It's I don't know. I want one. I want an animal, but I don't want one.
I don't fucks with the reptiles.
Really?
They don't scare me, but I don't fucks with them. Like I'm not.
Why not?
Bitch.
Uh-uh. What's wrong with the reptiles? Mm-hmm. I love the reptiles.
No way to handle turkey. I can't do it.
Maybe not snakes, but they're just, they can't be trusted. Snakes can't be trusted. One day they're all, let me just rub all over you.
You know why I don't fuck with lizards? Because of that one dinosaur in Jurassic Park.
Oh, the one with the little...
Yeah, the one that like sprays the venom or spits the venom out. Yeah, I don't fucks with reptiles.
Yeah, no, it's...
Yeah, I don't fucks with the reptiles.
No, that one was
and the cute videos of Komodo dragons, the way they be eating the animals and shit.
Did you still want you the goat? The baby goat?
There was a video on TikTok of one eating a dog like in some random country, and really? I got so sad. I couldn't finish it. I was like, you got me fucked up.
The circle of life.
It's fucked.
Yeah, no, for real though. That's
I can't watch videos of dogs getting like killed and all that. It fucks me up.
Aww.
I love animals. I don't want to watch
do too.
That.
I love animals too, but sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
All right, guys, before we move further along, we have to introduce the Spanish word of the day.
Si.
So,
si.
Richard, what is the Spanish word of the day?
The Spanish word of the day is, and you got to use with the tongue, the ball-licking tongue, zorra. So you got to get the in there, but it's a zorra.
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 And what does that mean, Richard?
It means beach.
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 It means beach.
Beach. Beach or whore.
I've never heard this word, you know, by the way.
My middle name.
That's your middle name?
That's my middle name. Here's our favorite hose, Google.
Yeah.
Ready to go.
Zorra.
Zorra. And then it means?
Bitch.
The upwards inflection.
Bitch.
Bitch.
Bitch. Bitch.
I'm looking at
bitch.
C-T-H.
I love how Google pronounces all of these, by the way.
I love,
great. Nobody caught that?
Bitch.
Bitch?
What? Say again, Eric.
Nobody caught that? I said B-I-C-T-H. Oh. Bitch.
I thought you actually spelled it.
No. Y'all probably don't get the reference because y'all aren't, you know, cultured, but it's fine.
We're not cool enough.
Okay. It's a Love and Hip Hop reference. Those who know. Oh, God, no.
Definitely don't watch it. Definitely didn't watch that. Flavor Flav was probably the last like reality TV I watched.
Flavor Flav.
And that was the end of my reality TV.
That's
I fucking hate reality TV.
Really?
Yeah. I don't do Kardashians. I don't do
Real World. It depends what type of reality TV.
I used to watch Jersey Shore.
Oh, I fucking love Jersey Shore. I never got into the new one though.
Neither did I.
Reunion.
After the season OG ended in Italy, that was it. Like the, you know, it was the OG, and then I think Italy was the last one they did.
Well, no, they ended in Jersey.
Oh, they ended in Jersey? Maybe that's
5 seasons, I think. Maybe, but the OG Jersey Shore, I like. But the spinoff, like where they're all like fucking old as fuck now and all that.
They're all adults.
Grenade whistle. Or when they're in Italy, he goes, Taxi suena qui?
Yeah, Taxi suena qui?
Dude, that was good shit.
Yeah, the OG Jersey Shore, I like. But
dude, DJ Pauly D was in Dallas not too long ago. He's putting on a show.
Mm-hmm. I think he's still fine. I said what I said.
He's a good like DJ, man. He
hyping up. Yeah, the hair fucks me up.
Yeah, I don't like the hair.
Pauly D. You don't like the hair? What do they call him? Blowout?
Yeah.
Blowout. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah.
Uses the fucking like whole case of Got to Be Glued gel. Well, I don't know if he still does, but that was part of like the show back.
To Be Glued is what I used to use for my hair. So
your shit ain't going nowhere if you use that.
Not going anywhere. That's Moco good the shit. Gorilla. Moco the Gorilla. I also use that one too.
That's the one I use. That's the only thing that will not absorb into my fucking hair. I hate it. I hate it. Everything I've used before just.
Do you use that like every day?
Yeah. Oh. It's the only thing that will actually like stay in my hair. I've used other stuff and my hair will be dried.
And it smells good too. The Moco de Gorilla, like it's got a good scent.
It smells like fucking carne guisada.
I can't even remember the last time.
I'm hungry.
It smells
like carne guisada. They were cooking while they were making that glue.
Period. I mean, it smells like masa.
That's why it smells so fucking good.
It's my asshole.
I
don't remember the last time I went out without a hat on. I haven't combed my hair in a long time.
I even wear hats to work.
I wear hats to work every fucking day, pretty much.
I should comb my hair a lot. But I have a lot of hair right now, so.
The fact that when I do my hair, people at work are like, they're like, what the fuck?
You have hair?
They do. They're always like, I forget you have hair. Or da 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 da.
I'm like, ha ha ha.
And then you get all like hot and sweaty.
See, but I have like multiple textures in my hair. It's like fucking straight in the back. Curly in the front, wavy in the middle. Like
you got Steven on this side, you got John over here in the back that got left over.
No, like for real. It's you true. Stupid bitch. I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying, bitch. Fuck you.
The Meko the Gorilla.
Not Meko, bitch. Oh. You got me fucked up.
Yeah.
No, but yeah. Oh, and then my shit, like the humidity will fuck my shit up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Any bit of humidity. And you know, San Antonio is humid as fuck. So.
Yeah, it is.
I don't mind. Not as bad as
Louisiana. Louisiana was probably the worst humidity I've ever been to in my life. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. The moment I stepped off of that plane, I was sweating. I was like, where are
we? It's hot as fuck over
there. Are we in the ocean?
Not in the ocean.
The valley's pretty bad.
Is this Atlantis?
It is bad. It was real bad. Everywhere I went. And I walked everywhere. I don't know why the hell we did that.
Because it's NOLA.
Yeah.
Because you're talking about when you went to NOLA, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hot. Everything's right there. You don't got to drive. Hot as fuck.
Jesus Christ. Hot as fuck.
I love NOLA. We want to go back soon, actually.
One day.
And we can just drive there, you know?
Yeah. When we went for my birthday last year, that's what we did. It's only like an 8-hour drive.
It could be like a 2-day weekend kind of thing or a 2-day trip.
Yeah, when we went for my birthday, I think we stayed for 3 days.
That's not bad. It's pretty good.
What's your bucket list items? Like, if you had 3 places you could go, where would those 3 places be? The places like you haven't been.
Anywhere
in the world. Japan would be my first. Korea would be my second. And then, honestly, Alaska would be my third.
Ooh.
I want to see Alaska.
I would also want to see Alaska, but I think if I only had like 3, like say these are my only 3 options like I could ever go to. Ooh, I want to see a lot of places. That's hard.
3.
I know.
For free. Let's just say.
That's what I'm saying. Like if this was like once in a lifetime.
Yep. All expenses paid. No ends, ifs, ors, or buts.
First one for me. Fuck. When I tell you I want to see. Ooh, Iceland. Fuck. Yeah. I don't know. I want to see so many places. I have to think on it. Ram, do you know your answer?
I do. Korea first, uh-huh. Japan, and then Amsterdam.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm, lots of sexy places there.
That's, yeah. The red light district. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would love to go to those places.
For sure, Japan, of course. I mean, that's, I think, on all of our lists here. It's,
from what I've seen, yeah. You know, it's video, so clean, it's beautiful.
Too. But, you know, if I had to, like, fuck.
And it's so advanced over there, too.
Really want to see Singapore.
Singapore.
Ooh, I want to go to Singapore. That's pretty, though, also, huh? Like the cleanest country. I don't remember if it's them or Japan. One of them is the cleanest country in the world.
I think
like
it's they Singapore.
Yeah. I think it is. I know that they have the like number one airport in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say Singapore.
Hospitality is like their big thing. Mm-hmm. When I used to work with a lot of people from outside the country, hospitality is like their number one thing. You go to school for a different, it's a different level of hospitality compared to the U.S. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
It's pretty like, I know English is a very like spoken language over there too. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's one of the main dialects. So that's definitely helpful.
What's third?
So for you, it was Singapore, Japan?
Singapore and Japan. Like if I knew like these were once in a lifetime opportunities, because I feel like those are a little more, not impossible, but a little out of reach. Because I've been to Europe, of course. I mean, I still want to see a shitload of, honestly, fuck, this should not be this difficult. I don't know.
There's a million places.
I know, but when you want to see, but when you want to see so many, it's like fuck. I don't know
to try and break it down.
I have a whole list.
What continent do you want to go to?
Honestly, if I can generalize my third answer, I would say Europe because I've been once. You know, we only went to London, but I want to like legit travel,
like backpacking through Europe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's my dream.
That would be nice.
That's a good answer.
That would be good.
Mm-hmm. That's my dream.
Yeah. I definitely want to. I want to hit Japan within at least the next 2 years. I want to be in Japan for at least like a week and a half. Just be over there and
You have to at
There's
least.
There's so much to do over there.
Get yourself a week to be able to see what you want to see.
And yeah. There's so many fun things.
I want to go there. Like there's somewhere on every continent that I want to go though. Like in Africa, I want to go to Zanzibar. I don't know if you've ever seen pictures of Zanzibar. It's beautiful. I mean, water is like. Just blue, like crazy.
We got that guy brown water in Corpus.
No, really. You know where? If I actually had picked, like Europe, Spain. I really want to go to Spain.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I want to go everywhere. Greece. I mean, who the fuck doesn't want to go to Greece?
That's true.
Santorini, especially.
But. One of my friends from that follows the channel, OG. She's actually abroad in Greece right now.
Nice.
Has been there for months now.
Mm-hmm. Oh wow!
So, shout out to Kat.
Shout out to Kat.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
The OG artist. She gave us our, not that one?
No.
No. This is from the.
But shout out to that cat.
But shout out to Cat too.
Shout out to our OG artist.
OG artist Cat. Yeah.
Hey, come in my eyes. So
I can't see with his glasses.
Not without, with, bitch. Them hoes is foggy. Them hoes is foggy.
Mm-hmm. Those good moments when you're fapping that meat and then all of a sudden your lens goes blurry.
It really all the like glasses this. Wearers, we can definitely just you fucking yep. blurry ass shit.
Oh my god, yes. There have been pictures out that are on TikTok that people show what it looks like with and without glasses because they just blur the hell out of it. I mean, man, mine's way worse than that. Turn the filter up a little bit more. I can't see shit. And then I think about Boogie, and Boogie blind as fuck.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's crazy.
Damn. As fuck.
But
so, lo siento.
So before Richard Ragley ass go blind before, you know, the cum just dissolves his eyeballs. already you know, he got that radioactive spunk or whatever.
Is that mercury?
What thermometer?
It's
mercury.
My thermometer.
What thermometer?
God damn.
We can't do shit normal. Anyway.
Where's my watch?
Father time that you. But what I was going to ask, damn, I lost my question. Is there, aside from the three places, like countries that mm-hmm. you just would go to, you know, the once in a lifetime, yada, yada. Is there anywhere specific in the world that you want to see, like location wise?
The arcade down the street.
The arcade.
The 7-Eleven.
I want to see the doctor for this cup in my ass. Cum in the eyes, no joke.
You got your
hurt.
Good insurance.
Mr. Doctor, I got cum in my eye again.
Uh-uh.
You want some old? Okay. Waffle House.
I want to go to the Waffle House. Let's go.
Baby,
I want to go to Femboy IHOP. That's where I want to go.
Not Femboy IHOP.
E-combi.
Okay,
happy.
Okay.
Answer the question, ho.
Three places.
Three places for me. The Cascade Mountains of Nicaragua.
Oh, you want to
go back to your homeland?
Go back to my homeland, yeah. Who sent me a picture? That was you, bitch. You sent me a picture.
Bitch, I had to dig in the archives.
Oh, you posted a picture.
I did. It was on IG. I had to dig in the fucking archives of Google to find a picture.
Oh, man. I don't know specific places. That is a very hard question. I had some in my mind a second ago, and now they're gone.
Oh, my God. Well, I'll answer just to buy you some time. I really want to see the... The correct word for them, the Northern Lights in Finland. Oh, you know, when the sky is like green and shit.
Yes.
I want to see that. But those do not happen like at certain time. Like it's like just a random occurrence.
Yeah. It's random.
So you have to like catch it by chance.
Camp out
there's dip. There's yeah. There's that's why they say like when you go, and I say they like it's a lot of people. I don't know if they do, but this lady that I follow on TikTok who travels all over the world, and then there were a couple of people in the comments that agree with her, like to stay. For literally like at least 2 weeks or like a week and a half, because it's they're like if you stay for like you know 2-3 days, like the chances of you seeing it are not that high.
Mm-hmm.
I think on their trip they stayed for 2 weeks in, 7 or 8 days into their trip, it just randomly happened. Like her husband just so happened to get up to like go pee and he saw the lights and like woke them all up.
Damn, mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Because it just happens.
It like, just happens.
It's a random occurrence.
Oh,
because it has to do with like. I forgot the science behind it, but it has something to do with like
there's a lot of factors that go into
it. Yeah, it's like all like atmosphere level type
shit.
That's
awesome.
That's awesome.
So I'd want to go.
Yeah. Northern Lights.
Where else?
That there's a very specific cliff in Ireland where like oh my god, it's
Thor's dad died.
Yeah, that one. That's in like all the movies.
Yep.
If you've ever seen like the town, I can't remember the part of Ireland it's in, like it's in a city or on the outskirts of it, but the little town that it's in is just like I don't know. Mm-hmm. I like little quaint spots. That's why I really was a fan of like Drake, Colorado. It's right outside the Rocky Mountains. When I went there, it looked like a little town that like they took out of Switzerland and put in Colorado. I don't know, it was just cool.
Okay. Yeah. That's two? Is that two?
Two.
What's your third one?
It's kind of hard to think about all these on the spot, though. Like, for me right now, I probably have one.
Yeah.
But
I was thinking about mine a little bit more. There's this, and
We'll give Aaron a chance to come up with that last one.
Yeah.
Think about it, baby.
Think.
And what about you?
So the one of the ones, and it's because I'm whore apparently, is there's this park. I think it's in Korea, but it's nothing but dicks.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yes. Yep. Like it's just a celebration of dick.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. In a non-sexual way. It's just, you know, they
it's see just it like as, the appreciation. Yeah. Yeah.
And there's statues and there's like figures made out of, it's like a person, but it's a, his head is a dick. And there's just a bunch of stuff.
Why do I feel like I've,
you've probably seen it on social media somewhere at one point.
I'm pretty sure I have.
Definitely on YouTube, because I think that's where I saw it first, was on YouTube. And then this isn't really a place, but I want to go somewhere without light pollution, because I've never actually seen a clear, like, starry sky. So I've never seen somewhere where there's no just
there's a, surrounding there's light. A place. It's a little city in Italy. I think it's Italy. That's like that. Like they don't have, they only have natural light, but it's also something because they only have the natural light there. Their buildings like almost, what is the word I'm looking for? Like they shine so bright, like during the daylight that like it could hurt your eyes type shit.
Oh damn.
I saw it on TikTok.
Dang.
TikTok's very informative, but, it's a little like little city. It's nothing but little white buildings. Mm-hmm. It's like, fuck.
That's awesome.
I need to start bookmarking this shit.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you should. Okay. Yeah.
And then my third place is I want to see in person a vineyard, like in Italy. I don't know if there's any specific ones, but I've always wanted to see. I've seen them in movies and stuff, and I'm sure some of the ones I've seen in movies are fake as shit, but to see an actual vineyard in Italy would be awesome. Tastes a grape. Got a spider in it. Tastes a grape. But yeah, that's my three places.
A vineyard, huh?
I like that.
I'm sure there's 1,000 other ones that I want to see. In.
Right. You're going to be like, after this, we're like, I should have said this. I should have said that.
I'm going to go back to Megaplex.
For me, it's one of the ones that you've already been to, Richard, actually. The Great Wall of China.
Oh, my God.
Ooh. Richard's been to the Great Wall.
Did you walk the whole thing?
No, it's way, no, it's way too long. I couldn't also go that far. There's also sections of it that were blocked off.
Oh.
But, oh, my God. I have a video of it, and I'll see if I can pull it up for y'all after this. But the... It was silent. It was just like you heard a very light breeze, and it was just quiet.
Wow.
It was the most beautiful thing I have ever seen. To look up, like over the you're basically on a mountain. It looked down at everything. It looks crazy. It was nice. Amazing.
For my other two, I can't. There's a couple of things that I want to do, just not in the U.S. I'm going to do them in another country. I want to like explore a cave, but nothing that's gonna leave me trapped like The Departed. No, not The Departed. What is it called, that movie? Where they're in the cave and they.
I know what you're talking
Departed?
About. Departed. Is it Departed?
No, I don't.
I don't remember the name. I know what movie you're talking about.
Bookie, can you pull that up? I want to like explore a cave, but nothing like just.
God.
Like similar to what we have here with the, what are they called down that way?
The Natural Bridge Caverns.
Like I want to go to like a legit cave where there's water inside and it's just like very open. Nothing where I have, because I'm claustrophobic, nothing where I have to.
You're the what? Descent.
Thank you, Bookie. Yeah. The Descent. Nothing like that. I'm claustrophobic, so.
Are you really?
Yeah, so I don't want to go into like a small hole that isn't a pussy, but.
it's in your closet.
And then I also like want to go camping / hiking, like up like a mountain or scale like.
I'm too fat for that.
Scale. I don't want to go like mountain climbing, but I want to do like an easy like climb.
Just like a little trail that goes up.
A trail. And just like camp under the stars and like kind of like what you said, like kind of clear night sky, stuff like that. But not in the U.S. Like I want to do those like in
I can see that.
And you know, and I don't have all my pinpoints right now, but something of that nature. I'd like to do something like that. Yeah, it'd be fun.
Nice. Have you thought about your third place?
Yes, I actually had to look it up because I couldn't remember it, or I couldn't remember the name of it. So it is a waterfall system in Argentina. I'm probably going to butcher the name very obviously, but it's Iguazu Falls, I believe. But I like the lore behind it too. So I'll show you all the picture of it really quick.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Right. So the lore behind it, it says that legend has it that a powerful deity was rejected by his mortal lover and in a rage sliced the rivers, thus creating the waterfalls. You know, I love good lore. So
yeah.
But it's on the border of Argentina and Brazil. So
that's really pretty. Mm-hmm. Really pretty.
I'm like, I can't, like, we're from Texas. Like, I can ever imagine seeing some shit something like this. In my life.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why you have to go out.
You can see it anywhere here. It's going to be brown, but you can see it anywhere here. that poo poo water.
That's what they say about us. You see a lot of brown. But
you know what's crazy, though? Like, we say that, or not we, but just, you know, in general, like, I feel like people are just, I guess, in a way, desensitized to what they grew up around. Because mm-hmm. I knew somebody in college who was an exchange student, and he originally was from the Caucasus Mountains, like in Europe. I can't remember if it was in, I forgot what country he was from, I'm not going to lie to you. Some European country. I think it was one that bordered Russia. I really don't know. But it was like little stuff here, like the natural stuff we have, like the parks and all that. And to him, it was like, oh, wow. Like, and you wouldn't think somebody that comes from a place mm-hmm. like the fucking Caucasus Mountains in the fucking Europe. Like, he grew up in like a village type shit. So I'm like, that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. At work, we had those visitors. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, my God, everything is so beautiful.
And yeah.
So
wonderful. No, for like, real. He was like,
I feel like we got goodwill right now. Like,
right. No, for real. He was like amazed by a lot of the stuff, like, you know, like national parks and the little stuff like in Austin. Remember, what was it? Was it? That water hole that was real pretty once upon a time. That's kind of like dried up now. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I don't remember the name, but yeah.
But yeah, so like that and all of that. Like, he just, you know, it was so beautiful him. And I'm like, to me, not that it's not like beautiful, but it's not.
You lose it.
Yeah, like that's
you're desensitized. Like you say, it's kind of like you grew up around it. You're used to it. You see it all the time. But it's to like, others, it's like, wow, this is gorgeous.
But then, like, on the flip side, we could probably go to, like, where he's from and see these mountains and all of that and just be amazed. Like, holy shit.
That was me my first time to California. I was like, oh, my God, this is amazing. They're like, what? I'm like, the mountains. Like, you see the freaking mountains. Yeah, like,
driving
mountains.
On the highway and seeing the mountains in the back. I'm like, what the hell? That was me in Colorado. I was like, holy shit.
Fireworks. Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I love seeing the mountains. I love seeing the snow on the top
of the mountains. I love mountains. I really do. Yeah. Like, I don't know what it is about them, but that's why I think I had so much fun when we went to the Rocky Mountains.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's something about standing on top of a mountain that is like, holy shit.
See, that's what I want to do. I want to stand, like, scaling like a mountain. Mm-hmm. I want to stand on at the top and look at that view. Like, that's what I want to see that with my own eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I see with a lot of people... at work as well, when the fireworks go off and they're all mesmerized and, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, they need to shut the hell up. That's what I need.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah.
I'm trying to go home.
But hey, for a lot of people though, you know, it's the little things like that. A lot of people don't get exposed to other things.
Starry Night.
Something as simple as like fireworks to us might be like something like someone else. That's like majestic. One of the, seriously. That's what I always try to remember in our line of work too. You know, like this, you know, to us it's like, oh, this is just, you know, insert name here. Yeah. But, you know, to other people, I'm like, there are people who really do, like, save up to do this, to come here and experience this.
I wonder how people who work at Disney feel. Like, if they still have that magic after working there, if you've worked there for, like, 10, 15 years. I mean, we know somebody who's over there working and...
I know quite a few people that work there, but I feel like they seem more like... How do I say this? I guess they seem more like excited about.
I'm sure the work is fun, and I'm sure like their work environment is fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if it's the fun from work or the place that they're at.
I think the latter. I think like just where they're at, the environment. Because I know like it gets fucked over there.
Oh, I bet.
Like I was talking to one of my friends who works there now, and he was saying how like this is not even like the busiest their season's gonna get because you know Christmas right around the corner, and like all the people who are in like the college program are like, oh fuck, like of how busy it is, and he's just like, this is nothing. Like you and you know they're
just getting started.
They're 300, you know, the full year like operation. They don't have no off days. Yeah. So
God, I would hate my life.
I would not work. I promise you I wouldn't. Fuck that.
That's too much.
The summer is enough. The summer is enough.
What gets us through is also the people you work with, people around you.
I think that's the really big makes thing it, of where we work.
It really makes it. It's the people you work with.
Yeah, honestly.
Day in and day out. Like, they keep you guys, they keep us, all of us afloat.
Honestly. Just,
you know, motivated, if you will. But
that's true.
It's all about that.
That's very true. To say the least.
All right, boys. I think it's time.
Yeah.
We clock out.
Time for Richard to get on the roof.
It is.
I'm clocking in.
We're clocking out. He's clocking in.
Job number three.
But thank you again for listening to our podcast. Mm-hmm. Don't forget to check us out on Patreon, Patreon/DudeDonde, Instagram @DudeDonde. Yep. Thank you. We also have a Discord. For those of you guys who don't know, follow the Discord. We are active on there all the time.
Definitely.
We have a YouTube channel as well, which we'll need to post more. And then, of course, like Richard mentioned earlier, we do have a Twitch. So follow that so you can get ping notifications on when we go live. We plan on doing a group live sometime soon. Mm-hmm. Come play some games with us. Come chat with us.
Yep.
Anything I missed out? You guys want to say anything?
I don't think so. I mean,
I think you got it.
You can see my fugly face over there on Twitch.
Not fugly. You're beautiful.
Twitch.tv/DudeDonde.
There we go.
And then, but yeah, check out the Discord. Discord is where it's at. All of our info's there. We're there a lot. So.
And it's one of the few platforms we use that I actually remotely know how to work.
There you go.
He knows how to type. I know how to work it pretty much.
He can message now, so now he knows what he's doing.
Right, exactly.
You got it.
I know how to reply, post.
Yep.
So come talk to Aaron and the rest of us over there. And
we are three more episodes after today.
Three
more episodes after today, and then we will be ending season 2.0. But definitely stay tuned. We know there's some stuff we'll do in the intermission of between here and season 3, and then some upgrades in season 3. Yep. Dick pics, feet pics, hole pics.
So stay tuned for that if you want to see all of that and more.
Ball pics.
Mm. Ball pics, yes.
Mm-hmm. Ew.
Sex. All right, well, thank you all for listening.
Just end it like that. Sex galore. Sex galore. Okay, thank you, bye.
Goodbye. You get a sec. Everybody gets a sec. Suck my sec.
Once again, special shout out to our listeners and special shout out to our Patreons.
Yes.
Woo-hoo. As well, Terrence, Jeanette, Sabrina, and KP. Thank you so much for the support. We really, really, really appreciate it. Thank you all so much. But again, we are DudeDonde signing off. My name is Ram.
I'm Richard.
And I'm Aaron.
Good night, guys.
Bye.
Bye.